Good morning, I'm Eric Mosley. The Cleveland Guardians traveled to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies last night and came away with a 1-0 victory. Kyle Manzardo supplied the Guards with their only run with a pitch hit solo home run in the top of the ninth. Gavin Williams got the victory with 8 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts, and no walks. The series resumes today at 4:05 with Slade Ciccone getting the start for Cleveland and Zach Wheeler taking the bump for the Phillies. The Reds and Cardinals got washed out last night in Cincinnati. They play 2 today with the Reds' Chris Paddock taking on the Cards' Andre Pallante in Game 1. Game 2 sees Kyle Leahy on the mound for the Redbirds and Chase Petty with the start for Cincy. Catch the action right here on The Fan starting at 12:40. In the NBA playoffs, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led Oklahoma City to a 2-1 series lead over San Antonio with a 128-108 victory in the Western Conference Finals. Game 4 in that series takes place Sunday. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, the Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. Weather should be improving as we continue through this holiday weekend. Probably cart path only if you're at and bat today, but hopefully there are some golf plans in your future. Another very busy week in the golf world. The PGA Tour is outside of Dallas for the Nelson. We'll head to TPC Craig Ranch in just a bit. College golf has reached the NCAAs for the women. Ohio State is in action this week out at La Costa. We will check in with Buckeye coach Lisa Strom. And as always, we have another great golf prize package to give away. Details on that shortly. But this is always one of our favorite shows of the year. Love to talk about golf technology, the science, what goes into the clubs and balls to hopefully help us play our best. Joined in studio by our old friend Rod Cook from Titleist, who's brought some of his toys in studio here with us this morning. For those watching on YouTube, you can see some of the stuff that Rod has. Otherwise, you can go back and watch it later on YouTube. Just search Tee to Green at 971thefan.com. And Rod, first of all, good morning. Thanks for coming down.
Good morning. Absolutely. Thanks for having us. It's always a highlight of my year here.
So much to get into this hour, but we need to start with the very latest, and that is the brand new GTS medals, which will be rolled out to the general public really soon. Tell us about these and why people should get excited about them.
Sure. We're extremely excited about GTS. This started approximately 10 years ago when we had the 917 out. And then that's when we realized, hey, we're getting beat here. We're getting beat in speed. We're a little spinny on the driver. So the powers that be up at HQ said, this is not happening anymore. So they got all the R&D folks in a room and said, what does your dream driver look like? You know, and it's fast, it's low spin, it's high MOI, it's maximum fitability, and it has to look and sound and feel like a Titleist. They all agreed on that, but they also all agreed, we can't get there right now. We're limited on materials, we're limited on manufacturing. So we started down this path called the Titleist Speed Project, and it started with the TS driver where we went, okay, hey, we can implement aerodynamics. And then into the TSI, which is what you had, where we added a variable face thickness. And through the generations, we've been able to find materials and enhance manufacturing processes to now finally produce the driver that gives us everything, and that is the GTS.
It's amazing because what we had before was good.
It was very good. I mean, we've been number one driver on the PGA Tour for 7+ years. So it gets harder and harder and harder to make it that much better. But this is the one we've been waiting for.
We're going to get into what makes it different. I was teasing somebody last week. I've only played a couple of times this year. It didn't take long to realize that Father Time basically stole back 20 yards from me since the wintertime. So it was very interesting to see what's new and what's out there. And take us through the process of these brand new GTS medals, because the numbers represent exactly what they're all about.
Yeah, we'll get into those in a minute. But it kind of all starts with how we've found different materials. Mm-hmm. And one of those that helps us unlock it is this. It's called PMP. It's a composite, but it mimics metal acoustically. So when you hit it, you don't notice it. It's not that clunky sound. But what it does is it releases weight. I mean, this weighs nothing. So this is 60% of the size and volume of the golf club, but it weighs about 6% of the total weight total.
Yeah, sure.
So now the R&D team has some discretionary weight where they can put it forward, all that extra weight forward and back. The forward brings flight down, increases speed, decreases spin. When you put it all the way back, now you stabilize that club. Historically, you've had to give up one to get the other. There's a lot of drivers in the market that are high MOI forgiving drivers, but they're slow and spinny. Or you go the other way, you have all the drivers with the weight forward, flights down, very low spin, but no MOI. This is the first one to really be able to unlock that.
We're talking technology. Rod Cook from Titleist in studio with us this morning. Tita Green here on The Fan. That's all well and good. And it's like, again, a science project for golf, which is always fun and always awesome to get into. Bottom line, Rod, how much would like an average player notice a difference when they hit these things?
Would you consider yourself an average player?
Probably less than average.
All right. I have the numbers right here. So Skip had the TSI driver.
Which is a good club.
Very good driver. Yeah. It's three generations ago. So I won't get into the total distance, but I'll tell you the differences.
It's fine.
On his current driver, and we ask him, hey, this, what kind of shot was that? And he said, that's a 9+ out of 10. So we established his base with his driver. Uh-huh. With the new GTS, we added 8.8 miles an hour ball speed. It launched 3 degrees higher. It spun almost 900 less. Hmm. Your carry distance was 27 yards further than your current driver.
Okay.
We'll get into fairway woods in a minute.
I know.
I'll kind of tease you with that, but that's a huge jump. You know, when you're fitting tour players or fitting, you know, like we go out and get fit at Oceanside, we've been fit by the best fitters in the world. Sure. So our difference was about 7 yards, which is still significant. But for the average golfer, this is going to be transition. I'll say it really.
Say it clearly.
27.6 yards of carry.
Of carry with the new.
And with the new one.
That's an old body that doesn't move like it used to. So those are huge numbers.
We're gaining back that 30 yards.
Thank you, Father Time, for helping defeat to do whatever. Again, the same technology. I mean, this is awesome as far as the driver and everything they've been able to do. Same technology with the fairway woods?
Yeah, it's some of it. You know, you're looking at it, you have a different kind of chassis there. Mm-hmm. So we have two distinct heads now. You know, what we've realized over the years is people deliver fairway woods differently. You have the sweepers mm-hmm. and you have the people who hit down on it and compress it. Mm-hmm. So we have two distinct drivers or fairway woods. Mm-hmm. One is the 2 series, which is very skinny, shallow. We use that composite on those two. So the shape and the materials help lower the center of gravity. So that person who hits it lower in the club gets a nice high result with good ball speed. And then we have the 3, which is for that player who hits down on, has a little higher center of gravity, more traditional shape. Again, combining that composite with it.
And again, these fairway metals are different from back in the day where your traditional set, a driver, a 3-wood, 5-wood, whatever. It's not necessarily labeled like that anymore.
Yeah, we do not put 3, 5, 7 on it. We just put the lofts because you may hit, and you did, uh-huh. you may hit a 16-5 further than you hit a 13-5 or a 15. Interesting stat. We just got back some information from the National, PGA Superstore and Golf Galaxy. In their first quarter, of all fairway woods sold, 39% of them were 7-woods.
Amazing.
So that just tells you people are looking at these clubs and going, wow, good players, lesser players, that's a really easy club to hit a certain distance.
And again, what we came up with, let's take one step back. The fitters, when they go through this process, what are they looking for when they try to decide what is going to be best? Because what's good for me might be different than you, might be different from Eric in the other room as far as what it is that we need to do, how we're going to hit it the best. Because swing, hey, try this. And they go, okay, now swing it. Now all of a sudden you got the perfect golf club in your hand.
Yeah, so you know it's different on a driver. We're all trying to do the same thing on a driver, which is hit it as far as you possibly can, the right ball speed, launch angle, spin rate, land angle, you know, dispersion, all of that. But fairway woods are a little different. Again, you deliver them differently at impact. You want to gap out your set properly. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to hit it. You don't want two clubs that carry the same distance, which is what we found a little bit with you in our fitting.
Sure.
You want each club to matter. So, again, on fairway woods, we're looking at peak height and land angle and total and carry distance. And like I said, you want to gap that out properly. I'll go back to your numbers.
Yeah, this is what's weird. And again, I love this technical stuff because it's like, really? This actually happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
So We got you into a four wood, which is a 16.5.
Okay.
We'll say it. And that was 10.6 yards of carry distance further than your current driver.
How about that?
But it stopped. It had a land angle of over 40. So it carried 10 yards further, but it stopped really quick. That's the key to scoring and getting close on those second and third shots into holes.
So what you're saying is the new four wood carried as further than your previously very good driver.
Yes.
As far as distance.
Now, it didn't roll out as far, but its carry distance was as far.
Can you guarantee that success for everybody else that's out there?
If you come and get fit, you have a really good chance of experiencing something like those numbers.
All right. The tour guys get to play with this stuff all the time. They get to see it before anybody does, Rod. What has been the feedback from the Titleist guys on the PGA Tour?
It's a unique time to introduce product for us. We introduced it right before the Masters. So for guys to convert, that's a tough challenge. But we just got the PGA Championship numbers back. We had 63 drivers in play. The next closest competitor was 36.
Wow.
Of those, and half of those drivers were in the new GTS.
Okay.
And guys don't typically change that much right in master in major season. Mm-hmm. So to have that many guys, one, playing a Titleist driver, but two, playing the new version of it, is really exciting.
Really cool video on these GTS medals at Titleist.com. Is that the best place if anybody's listening as far as getting information? How about appointment or demo days up and coming, Rod?
Yeah, absolutely. That's your hub where you can go on. There's a lot of great videos, whether it be the GTS, wedges, whatever it is, ball fitting, and it will guide you to where we have events.
General Pub, when will these be available? We teased that it's going to be coming out. When will the most of us have the opportunity to go out and get these, right?
Yeah, so in stores, June 11th. So you'll be able to walk into stores June 11th. However, we're fitting them right now.
Okay.
So if you come to a fitting event, we want to reward the people who come out early, get fit. We're not going to hold those orders till June 11th. We're going to ship them to you, and you'll have them early.
Really cool stuff. That is not, though, all that Rod has to offer this morning and show us. We have some new wedges to get into, putters for our short game, all that and more coming up in just a bit. Right now, let's check and see what's happening this week in the golf world as we get you warmed up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
TPC Craig Ranch outside of Dallas, the site of this week's PGA Tour stop, always known to me as the Byron Nelson. Siwoo Kim had it going on Friday, your leader at minus 18. Kim was flirting with 59, but bogeys his final hole for 60. Kim on what could have been, but was still a great day.
I hit it great and putted great, so everything was perfect other than last hole, but I still take it, whatever. It's still 60 is hard, but I was a little bit of, like, think about it, 59 after make that 17. So it was a little bit of, like, adrenaline. But, yeah, it was a tough shot. And then, yeah, I'll take it. Still 60.
Four players are tied for second, five shots back, including Scottie Scheffler, who says second shots at Craig Ranch are key.
I mean, iron play, I think, is important. You know, the greens have a lot of slope to them, and if you're off with the irons, you can put yourself in a few spots. But if you're hitting your irons well, you know, there's a lot of birdies out there to be made. And so I would say overall, you know, iron play would probably be what I would think is most important. You know, fairways is kind of, you know, the rough, since it's new, is a little thin, and the greens are a little softer. But if you can get in there and get some looks, and then obviously, you know, when the scores are this low, you got to be holding a lot of putts as well.
Five more players are six back at minus 12, including Jordan Spieth. 62 Friday for Spieth, and included a stretch of six birdies in a row. Spieth saying the putter was working.
My putting feels good today. Made some nice adjustments last night, and the birdie on one was big. And then from there, you know, I had a pitching wedge into one, gap wedge into two, pitching wedge into three, nine iron into four, and a par five, and then a lob wedge. So they're all very scoreable clubs, but pins that you had to kind of hit it on the correct side or hit a really good number at. And but the hole started to look big, so that allows me to play a little bit safer on my approaches.
Again, all chasing your leader, Siwoo Kim at 18 under par. Kim leads by five. Former Buckeye Neil Shipley minus six to make the cut on the number. Elsewhere this week, PGA Tour champions in Morocco, Tommy Gainey minus 13, leads by two. Tommy, two gloves between him and Aaron Rye, who just went there. We're going to see guys wearing two gloves out on the golf course.
I would love it. It helps sales.
double your glove sales like that. Gainey leads by two. Former Buckeye Ryan Armour is at a one under par currently. Corn Ferry Tour in Knoxville. Doc Redman minus 14 leads there by one. Former Buckeye Maxwell Moldovan makes the cut at minus 7. PGA Tour Americas in Ecuador, Joey Savoy minus 13 leads by 2. World Tour in Belgium, Xander Lombard and Tom Valiant minus 13. They lead there by 3. College golf, the Ohio State women competing in the NCAAs this weekend at La Costa. Buckeyes are plus 9 after the opening round. Still time, but definitely some work to do. Currently sitting in the 27th place, top 15 advance after 54 holes, and then the top 8 to match play after 72 holes. Your leaderboards are brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at BMIFCU.org. And speaking of the OSU women's team, we will head to La Costa and chat with Buckeye coach Lisa Strom next as Tee to Green continues here on the Fan.
Rothman and Ice are broadcasting live from the Memorial Pro-Am, and they'll be talking to very famous athletes and actors. And did you know that it's sponsored by the Waterworks and Ohio for Responsible Gambling? It is. Catch it all Wednesday, June 3rd at noon. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A few showers possible early Saturday, becoming more scattered throughout the day as temperatures warm into the mid-70s later. Then a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm late afternoon through the early evening. We dry out overnight, and the first half of Sunday stays dry as well as temperatures rise to about 80 degrees. But a stray shower or thunderstorm can't be ruled out Sunday afternoon either. A stray shower is possible. I'm meteorologist Mike Joyce on 97.1 The Fan.
This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. We have another great golf prize package that somebody's going to win this week. We have balls from our friends at Titleist to give away. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Plenty of fan goodies we'll throw in there for you this week as well. Again, no Twitter or X contest anymore. We'll have details shortly, and maybe this great prize package will be yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
More tech talk with Rod Cook from Titleist coming up. But right now, let's head out to La Costa for a couple of minutes. The Ohio State women's team is competing in the NCAA championships. Buckeyes plus 9, sitting in 27th place after the first 18 holes on Friday. Buckeye coach Lisa Strom joins us right now. And coach, congrats again on making it to this stage for the second straight season. I know you have a very young team, but I guess what were the players who were there a year ago able to take from their experience from last season as you enter this stage?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the excitement level last year was maybe more around, wow, we got there. And I think they kind of enjoyed the experience out at La Costa, but this year I certainly can sense that they have a little bit more of a mission to go beyond just the stroke play portion, bust into match play, make a little noise. And I love that, you know, that there's a definite competitive fire amongst them, and a sense of, hey, we've been there. We know what it's like. We know what the week is like. We know how long the days can be and the early mornings and the time change. And so, you know, a lot comes with the experience of it. And, yeah, they've just been doing a great, great job of preparing and getting ready.
Well, as mentioned, you have a very young team leaning primarily on freshmen and sophomores right now. How confident are they playing?
It's great. It's great to be out there and watch them compete. You know, they step up, and I think they step up to the first tee and kind of have their blinders on, and they're not really too concerned with being paired with maybe USC and kind of the likes of the upper echelon of teams in women's college golf. But I think they're also starting to see that we belong in the mix and we can compete right alongside them. So it's just been really, it's been neat to see them kind of go and grow through a lot of the experience they had last year and then be very comfortable in that environment now.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of your players. Maddie Santilli, low Buckeye at regionals. What has she continued to do well for your team?
Well, she's a little fighter. She's a little bulldog. And I just actually was spending some time with her on the putting green wrapping up practice this afternoon, and just reminding her of the growth that I've seen in her since, you know, starting with us last August. I said, you know, a lot of the work that you're getting to see now was from 6 months ago. And to give yourself a little bit even of credit of, hey, you have worked hard. You do earn these opportunities, and you've done a lot of the hard work when nobody's been looking. She comes in and gets a lot of stuff done outside of our practice time. And you know, she's got the length to compete with anybody. I see her being able to go beyond college golf and play professionally for sure. But her maturity, you know, is growing, and she's learning how to make better decisions. So that's been a big side of her growth this year.
You had a pair of all Big Ten players, freshman Sophie Eppleston and sophomore Nelly Ong, both also played well at regionals. What can you tell us about how they've come along?
Well, they couldn't be more different on the spectrum of how they play the game. It's just wild that sometimes they end up shooting the same score at the end of the day, because if you were to follow one and follow the other, you might think, wow, how's this all end up the same? But you know, Sophie kind of plods around the golf course, is sneaky long, but gets around the greens, is a good chipper, good pitcher, and good putter. And she came in here just with really good touch. It's been just a joy to be around. A lot of fun in the van rides with her. A lot of freshmanisms that come with that. And then, you know, I think on the side of Nelly, is a lot more serious, a lot more process-driven, a lot more data-driven, a lot more charting in her notebooks. And not that Sophie isn't charting stuff or journaling herself, but just a wide spectrum of how players work and operate and, you know, as a coach and how our staff gets around them, gets to know kind of what gets them going in the right direction and gets us playing the best at this time of year. That's just been our number one mission all season.
Well, the other big news for Nelly Ong, not only was she named to the Curtis Cup team for Great Britain and Ireland, but she also qualified for the U.S. Women's Open. I mean, how excited is she for that?
Yeah, super excited. Obviously, be able to do it here in Columbus, up at New Albany, and get through that 36-hole, you know, grueling day. And a lot of them question why we do that in college golf. I said it's for days like this where you step up and play 36 holes, and it was no big deal. So, yeah, she's super excited about that, and what a treat to go out to Riviera and have the U.S. Women's Open there, and her first major. I know she's really excited about all that.
Don't want to forget about your other sophomore coach in Marina Joyce Marino. How has she helped round out what your Buckeye team has needed recently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, her big, you know, as we go into postseason play with Big Tens and regionals and the national finals out in California, you know, at each level, we travel with all six of them, and the sixth person is a sub. We can sub in and out in between rounds once we get to the postseason play at Big Tens and regionals and finals. So, you know, we've always kind of reminded that person to stay ready, to stay and prepare as if they are playing. And she had that, you know, sole mission even while we were out there at Oakmont competing for Big Tens. And then as we got closer to regionals, you know, we could see that her game was trending in a really good direction. She's been playing really, really solid golf kind of in our time in between Big Tens and regionals. And, you know, we decided to put her in the lineup at regionals. We knew that she could step right in. It speaks to the depth of our roster, and super just proud of her for, you know, stepping up to the moment. You know, we don't always know how those are going to work out, but
sure.
She certainly did a great job of leading us out there on that golf course that day in the first round and shooting 69 and just being a really pivotal probably spark for the team and just kind of really led us into a great position. And regionals is a grind. You know, you've got to finish in the top five to advance. Yes, there's 12 teams and five go on, but anybody can have an off week. And I'm just super, super proud of the full team effort there and the leadership we got out of Kari. Certainly wants to be in the lineup and certainly, you know, didn't see herself being in that position, but the way she led off the golf course and cheering her teammates on and being there for them, you can't be more proud of a player than when they're put in that position, and that's how they respond as well.
Hey, you mentioned Kari Hollenbaugh, your lone senior. I know she's been struggling of late, Coach, but you know, still a big honor for her being named to the upcoming USA Curtis Cup team. Pretty cool for her with what's been a pretty cool couple of years, no?
Yeah, it's just it's probably one of the most storied careers in our program, no doubt. And, you know, and we all know she wants to kind of leave kind of on a high note as a senior. And probably that's been the added pressure just for herself, right? Self-imposed. And so we're trying to, you know, work right alongside her. She's not very far off from being in really great form, and being selected to the Curtis Cup, I think is a great little boost of confidence, and hopefully it carries over to next week. And, you know, how this all shakes out will remains to be seen, but what Kari's done for Ohio State women's golf, what Kari's done for Ohio State University, doesn't happen every year. And we're super proud of who she's become in this program, and you know, her future just is so bright. So we're super excited for just the opportunity to go compete next week one last time, all of the big group.
We're chatting with Ohio State coach Lisa Strom this morning. Tee to green here on the Fan. Again, the Ohio State women in the NCAA championships this weekend out at La Costa. Coach, once we reach this stage, it's a lot of golf. I mean, 30 teams make it here. Take everybody through the format and what teams need to do to advance.
Yeah, so there were six regionals where everybody, 12 teams competed at each regional, and five teams advanced from all six regions. So 30 teams meet at La Costa. We start our stroke play portion on Friday. That'll roll all the way through. So 18 holes on Friday, 18 on Saturday, 18 on Sunday, and the top 15 teams will advance to the final round of stroke play on Monday. And they do crown an individual national champion after Monday's round. And then the top eight teams, and those obviously those ties will be broken, but the top eight teams will advance into match play, which starts on Tuesday. And then Tuesday becomes the quarterfinals in the morning, semifinals in the afternoon, and then all the way to Wednesday, the national championship final. So it is a long, grueling week. We just we're talking about the marathon that it is, and managing your, you know, your energy, your emotions, your sleep, your recovery. But most importantly, just those mental battles that everybody's going to have tough stretches, and how quickly we can get back on it and get back into the race, and make sure that we're just making really good decisions, staying the course, and you know, why not us? That's what I keep reminding them. Why not Ohio State women's golf? Why not us? And why not us on Wednesday?
Well, along those lines, I mean, Coach Heschen always said for years, just get me to match play and let's see what happens. Do you concur?
We've got as much depth as I've ever seen in a program that I've coached, and you put us in match play, I'd put us up against anybody in the country right now.
Ohio State coach Lisa Strom, again, the Buckeyes in action at the NCAAs out at La Costa. Coach, thanks for hopping on. Go get them this weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot, Skip. Go Bucks.
Again, Ohio State plus 9, 27th place entering today's second round, top 15 advance after 54 holes, and then the top 8 to match play after 72. Coming up, we've seen lines on golf balls and putters to help us visually around the green. How about lines on a wedge? Rod Cook from Titleist will answer that question for us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Performance matters.
And is headed to the memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by The Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. TheWaterworks.com.
The best memorial coverage. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Miss it, Noonan. Miss it.
It's in the hole.
This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. We have another great golf prize package to give away this week. We have balls from our friends at Titleist. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Plenty of Fan goodies we'll throw in there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest anymore, so details shortly, and maybe this great prize package will be yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Joined on the range this week, Rod Cook from Titleist in studio with us. We talked about the new GTS medals earlier. Really cool stuff. Let's go to the short game area next and the latest SM11 wedges. And Rod, these are, first of all, they're really beautiful golf clubs. But tell us about what makes these different and how are they different from the previous models?
Yeah, well one, we have the Vokey team, which is an unbelievable R&D research design team, and we have the vast majority of tour players to give us feedback. So each generation, we're trying to improve contact, we're trying to improve flight, have them all flight through the same window, and we're trying to, you know, have the right spin. So each time, like the contact point, we have the most grinds out there. It's 27 plus grinds that will help you get into the turf, get through it without sticking, and hit different types of shots. We've on the spin side, we've added three distinct grooves within the series of wedge. We have a gap wedge groove, we have a sand wedge groove, and we have a lob wedge groove, because you have different considerations on each of those. the lob wedge, you want max spin. You just want, it's a wide, sharp, shallow groove giving you max spin. But on your gap wedge, your 52 or 50, you really don't want more spin on clean shots, but you want better turf or better contact in the rough and in wet conditions. So it has a skinny groove, not as sharp, gives the water and debris somewhere to go. And then the sand wedge is a little combination platter there of both of those. So because now you have distinct spin characteristics in each of your wedges, which is different than prior generation.
How much would an average player notice the difference in those?
Big time.
Really?
Yeah, big time. Especially new wedges, which a lot of players, and what I would consider new is if you've changed the grip once already, it's borderline not new anymore, because especially on like your 60 and the one you use the most. But a player would notice that quite a bit on those wedges.
What's neat about these, and the first one I saw, I go, is this legal? But tell us about these flight lines and how much that can help a lot of us just visually to see how we have the club angled on here. What a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, this is we've had these a little while, kind of living in our wedge works where you can get them stamped on, and that's still currently where it lives. But Parker McLaughlin, former tour player, also known as the short game chef, if you're looking for him one, which is a great name, he came up with this because he saw a bunch of players. He teaches a lot of good players and tour players, but he also looks at lesser players and saw the good players basically set up each different type of pitch in the same spot. They're very, very consistent in the same spot. So like the open face shot, they would position, you know, a little bit up in their stance. The normal pitch shot was here, and the bump and run was back a little bit. So what he did was he just hand drew these lines on the hosel of the inside hosel of the wedge, where if you and now we've stamped them in there. You basically take the club up like this, and if it's the front one, that would be right for your standard open face shot. You would take it straight down, draw a line from your nose right to through that line, and it drops down in the right position, you know, in your stance, and with the club face in the same position each time. Then you have the middle line, which would be the standard pitch. Same thing, drop it right down. It puts it right in the exact spot, keeps the club, the bounce, the leading edge up so you don't hood it down. And then the bump and run has a little more angle to it. You put it back in your stance and also keep the leading edge up. So it's really cool. Like I said, right now it would be like a custom order on top of a wedge. Like if you ordered, hey, I want a wedge, I want the flight lines on it. It would just be a custom order, but eventually these may be stock wedges.
Amazing. Again, we're talking technology this morning. Rod Cook from Titleist in studio with us. Aside from our putter, you know, wedges are probably the most used clubs for most of us that we have in the bag. You talked about how often you should maybe think about swapping out the wedges, but how many wedges would you recommend? I guess it depends on the player and the player type and what we feel comfortable with. But as far as just an average player, how many wedges do you think we should carry in our bag?
Yeah, you make a good point. It depends on what you have up the set, right? Mm-hmm. You can only have X number of clubs. So
a lot of head covers in my
Yes, absolutely. But in general, you want 4 degrees gap at the max 6 degrees gap. So let's say your pitching wedge is 44. You would sort of target 48, 52, 56 would be kind of ideal. What I do when I fit it, like if we're fitting on TrackMan, we also look at what are those lofts producing in terms of yardage. You know, we want 15 yards gap between those wedges. So if you're just doing it on your own, somewhere between 4 to 6 degrees gap between your wedges. But I would encourage you to go out and get fit, because then we can translate it to actually what happens on the golf course and have that hit that 15-yard gap.
While we're here talking short game, latest with the Phantom putters. I mean, these are it's like, how many ways can you make a putter, Scotty Cameron? It's amazing as far as what he does. And I've told you many times, one of the neatest shows that I've done over the years, we had Scotty Cameron in studio with us. It's like, can you really talk putters for an hour? I go, I could have talked putters for a month with Scotty Cameron. But tell us about these new ones.
Yeah, so We have two lines. We have the Select line, which is more of the traditional blade lines, and then we have the Phantom line, which is the high MOI alignment aid, very, very friendly putters. 5 years ago on tour, it was 4-to-1 blades.
Really?
Now it's flip-flopped.
Copycat, Rod. Yeah. You know what it is. You see the guys on TV, we see them making putts. I got to have that.
These tour players don't want to make it harder, for sure. So you'll see, when you watch Sundays, for sure, you'll see a lot of these mallets, these, you know, with different type necks. That's one of the keys that's unlocked the fan, you know, the use of mallets is different toe flows. You know, you can have a long neck, which is more of a face balance putter. You can have a short neck, which is more of a toe hang putter. And you can have these zero torque putters now. We have a zero torque in our line. So there's a variety of options. But the advantage of these Phantoms is, one, you have the alignment aids. There's different types of lines. Everything focuses your eye to the front of the putter. They're super forgiving, MOI forgiveness. And on this new generation, they look and sound or feel like the Select putters. They've added a carbon steel insert, which is the softest stuff Cameron's ever used, and a chain link mill, so they just feel great.
Still have to make the putt, though, right?
You got to point it in the right direction, absolutely.
Like all clubs, real quickly, the importance of wedge and putter fitting.
Yeah, 100%. No, you know, people get fit on drivers, people get fit on irons. Very, very rarely do they spend time on putters and wedges.
Ones we hit the most.
We're trying to make that more accessible. We've worked with TrackMan, and we have a Vokey app right now. We're working on a Cameron app. We have a Vokey app that can, you know, in that 15 to 20 shots, it can get the TrackMan data. You know, you feed in of all the questions. You know, we have a bunch of questions on the front end. You hit the shots, and TrackMan spits out a recommendation on grind and bounce and loft.
Any information people want on this same deal?
Yeah, Titleist.com is where you can catch everything.
All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's golf prize package right now. We have balls from Titleist. Rod brought those in for us this week. A round of golf out of the Virtues, fan goodies, and more. Caller number 9 right now, 614-821-9710, 614-821-9710. If you or any member of your household have not won in the past 30 days, caller number 9 right now, good luck. And speaking of those golf balls that we're giving away, we'll talk about the importance of ball fitting with Rod Cook from Titleist next as Tee to Green continues here on the Fan.
And Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. He may be short off the tee, but he can sure use his putter. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations to Dave in Columbus. Dave was caller 9. He picks up a golf round out of the Virtues. Balls from Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies as well. So congratulations to Dave in Columbus. We have another great prize package for you coming up next week. Final segment. Again, there's always a lot of fun to talk technology. I'm a geek when it comes to this stuff. Rod Cook from Titleist. We talked about the new medals that are out. Again, hits the stores. People, the general public can get these when?
June 11th stores, but you can go out and get fit right now. Just go on Titleist.com and find your fitter.
We talked about the wedges. We talked about the new putters. Let's talk about the golf ball as we to take us home a little bit. Ball fitting and why ball fitting is so important. And, you know, we ask you this before. I'll always ask the question, does it really matter for, you know, 15, 20 handicapper? Will we even notice what type of ball we're hitting?
Yeah, it matters more for the 15, 20 handicapper because you're going to have a lot more shots inside that 100-yard range. The ball is the only piece of your equipment that you use on every shot, right? But it's the one that we spend the least amount of time researching and getting fit on. So we're trying to change that, whether it be at Titleist.com where you can go on and answer a few questions, all the way up to where we've added the ball fitting app and interns. I'm going to have an intern from Miami University this year out at, we haven't scheduled them all yet, but it's going to be 50 plus events.
Wow.
Where you can set up a time and it's in the app, it's just like the wedge app where it's 12 to 24 shots with 3 with half wedge, 3 representative shots with half wedge, 3 to 5 with full wedge, 3 to 5 with mid iron, 3 to 5 with driver. And it takes all that information and spits out a recommended ball.
And what's amazing is how I guess it's similar to my waistline. I mean, things can change. How you're fit a couple of years ago can change as far as where you're looking at now. And if you want to use me as your guinea pig, I was a Pro V1X for years and was just fit recently, a refit recently. Pro V1 is much better for you right now.
Yeah, I'll use both of us. Mm-hmm. You know, you get this done once every 5-6 years. I'm around golf, you know, every day. We had a little bit extra time when the ball fitter was in town. She goes, hey, come up and you get fit. All right. I've been playing left dash for years because I thought I spun the ball too much. I got on the monitor, did the app, and she said, no, left dash is not the right ball.
Wow.
It is Pro V for you. Because I thought I hit it high because I spun it, but I hit it high because I release at impact and kind of add loft to the club. And she was very forceful with it too. It says you are not allowed to play left dash anymore. And it was so eye opening that what you think you know and what is actual, and it only took 10 minutes. It took 10 minutes to figure that out. And we're gonna have plenty of opportunities for you and your listeners to go get ball fit.
Absolutely. And are they available pretty much most of the demo days or?
Yeah, so the kids are just getting trained.
Gotcha.
We've got one in Columbus, one in Cincinnati. They're gonna start late first week of June. And they're gonna run all the way through before they go back to school. So we'll have events again on Titleist.com where you can go out, public access events. No charge to it, and get fit into the right golf ball.
Rod Cook, we always look forward to this day. Look, thanks for bringing all these toys down here. Just guy can dream, can he?
You got it.
It's all good stuff. Thanks. Appreciate you having it. Enjoy the holiday weekend, okay?
Thanks, Skip.
All right, again, any information that you want is available at Titleist.com. If you missed any part of today's show, you can catch it on the Fan YouTube page. All right, that'll put a wrap on today's show. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Reds Cardinals later today. For Eric Mosley, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the golf this weekend. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning for another edition of Tee to Green right here on The Fan.
You know I'll be in church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blues.
All the Ohio State conversation you can handle. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your Ohio State flagship station.